أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن لله وإن إليه راجعون. أذارنا حسين. Whoever invented this name, may Allah bless him. This is indeed Sham-e-Ghariban. This is the evening of those who are all alone in the desert of Karbala. Ghareeb is not used in the way we know in Urdu or Gujarati. Ghareeb is the Arabic term here, which means those who are traveling and they are all alone at that time. The day of Ashura and the event of Sham-e-Ghariban is not the event to have any discourse or discussion. But I would like to take you to an incident which took place in the life of the Prophet before I go to Karbala. In the Battle of Uhud, when the uncle of the Prophet, Hazrat Hamza, was killed, the way he was brutally killed and the way his body was mutilated by Wahshi, the slave of the grandmother of Yazid. The companions of the Prophet decided to put a cover, a sheet on his body. And when the Prophet went around the battlefield to see the Shuhada, when he reached to the body of Hamza, he wanted to see the body. And the Ashab were saying to the Prophet, "No, you should not see this." But when the Prophet insisted, they had no choice but to remove the sheet. And what Rasulullah saw, that his chest had been cut open because Hind, the grandmother of Yazid, wanted to physically actually bite on the liver and an organ from inside the body of Hamza. The Prophet of Islam was so much distressed at that time that he ordered an order for Muslims forever till the day of Qiyamah, where he said, "Do not mutilate anybody's body, not even the body of an animal." This was the concept of decency of a mayyit, which the Prophet legislated at that time. Even Amir al-Mu'mineen in his last will says to his children, that Ibn Mulzim hit me only once. The law of retaliation allows you, if I am killed, to strike him only once. But remember, your grandfather said not to mutilate his body. But what happened 50 years after Rasulullah? Who were these people in Karbala? 20 to 25 to 30,000 people. All of them saying, "La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah." What did they do with the body of Imam Hussein alayhi salam? You had differences, political or religious. You fought against him, you refused to do bayat. You killed him and that's the end of the story. But what did these people who are not really Muslim, they were munafiqeen in the words of Abbas. What did they do? If you remember, I had mentioned in the last Al-Wida, Imam had asked for the oldest of his shirt. He wanted to wear it inside. And what happened after the Shahadat of Hussein bin Ali? This is the grandson of the Prophet. Not only that, killed him, they started looting everything which was on him. To the extent one of the mal'oon goes close to the body and he saw the ring of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, And he decided to steal that. But then he realized that during the last moment, Imam had actually put his hand on the belt or the waistband, so that nobody would be able to remove it even after his shahadat. This mal'oon, when he realized Imam's hand were closed, he couldn't normally take out the ring. What does he do? He takes out a knife and starts cutting the fingers of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn just in order to get that ring. It's good that the Ahlul Haram did not see this brutality which was going on with the body of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn, because some of the soldiers had gone into the khaymas looting whatever material wealth that they could find. And when they ended with that, they went after the chadar of the women of the Prophet's family. Only one narration before I go to the Urdu. Fatima bint al-Husayn, the wife of Hassan al-Musanna, she describes that when I saw that they are coming and even removing the chadars from the women, I started to run away. And Khuli Mal'oon was riding on the horse, he started pursuing me, until his spear hit me at the back, I fall down, became unconscious. When I came to my senses at that time, I saw my chadar had been taken away. But when she started crying and she said to Umm Kulsoom that my chadar is gone, Umm Kulsoom says, "Oh my daughter, just look at my head. It's not only your chadar which is gone, even the chadar of your aunt Umm Kulsoom has been taken away." Radhiyallahu anhu said, جب یہ ظلم ہو رہا تھا ایک مرتبہ شمر ملعون آتا ہے خیموں میں اور ڈھونڈتا ہوا جب معلوم ہوا کہ یہ 4 سال کی بچی وہ سکینہ ہے جو اپنے بابا سے بہت محبت کرتی تھی وہ قریب آتا ہے اور وہاں بات کرنے کے بعد کہ سنا ہے بابا تم سے بہت محبت کرتے تھے اس نے تماشے مارنے شروع کیے تھے مجھے وہ جملہ یاد آتا ہے الآخری الوداع کے وقت حسین نے کہا تھا سکینہ جب تک میرے اس جسم میں روح موجود ہے رونا مت اس لیے کہ تمہارے رونے سے بڑی تکلیف ہوتی ہے مجھے دیکھو میرے مرنے کے بعد بہت موقع ملیں گے رونے کے لیکن اے حسین جب بھی سکینہ آپ کو یاد کر کے روتی تھی یہ اشتیا تماشے مارتے تھے یا تازیانے سے اذیت پہنچاتے تھے یہ ملعون آگے بڑھتا ہے سکینہ کی بالیوں کو بھی اس طرح سے لوٹتا ہے کہ اس بچی کی کان کٹ جاتے ہیں اور خون جاری ہو جاتا ہے اللہ حسین اس کے بعد یہ ملعون آگے بڑھتا ہے اور اس خیمے میں آتا ہے جہاں اس نے عابد بیمار کو دیکھا کہ تالین پر مولا لیٹے ہوئے تھے وہ اس بے دردی کے ساتھ کھینچا گیا کہ عابد اس بیمار منہ کے بل زمین پر گر جاتے ہیں آخر میں وہ اعلان کرتا ہے کہ ابن زیاد کا حکم تھا کہ حسین کے پوری اولاد کو قتل کرنا ہے اس وقت زینب بیچ میں آ جاتی ہے بہت سمجھاتی ہیں لیکن وہ جب مصر تھا آخر زینب نے کہا لا یقتل حتی اقتل یہ جوان قتل نہیں ہوگا مگر یہ کہ اس سے پہلے مجھے قتل کرو عزداران حسین عابد بیمار کی جان کو جناب زینب نے وہاں بچایا ہے اور اس کے بعد عزداران حسین ہم اس منظر کو دیکھتے ہیں کہ ایک مرتبہ اعلان ہوتا ہے کہ خیموں کو جلایا جائے جب خیمے جلنے شروع ہوتے ہیں بیبیاں ایک خیمے سے دوسرے خیمے میں جاتی ہیں آخر میں عابد بیمار کے خیمے میں زینب پوچھتی ہے بیٹا تم امام ہو یہ بتاؤ کہ ہم جل کے مر جائیں یا اس خیمے سے بے پردہ باہر نکلے امام نے حکم دیا کہ خیمے سے باہر نکلے عزداران حسین خیمے بھی گج جل چکے اس رات کو زینب اور ام کلثوم اور اہل حرم نے کس طرح سے گزارا ہے
بس یہ سمجھ لے کہ آسمان تھا سر پہ اور خاک کربلا فرش تھا, اس فرش فرش پر بیٹھی رہی ادواران حسین. ہر بی بی نے یقیناً عشب عاشور کو یاد کیا ہوگا, ام فرا فروان قاسم کو یاد کیا ہوگا کہ رات کو تم ہماری حفاظت کے لیے موجود تھے, اس زینب نے اکبر کو یاد کیا ہوگا, ام کلثوم نے عباس کو یاد کیا ہوگا. لیکن سب سے دکھیا ماں وہ خاتون تھی جن کا نام رباب تھا. ادباران حسین, رباب سیدین کربلا that night is unique. Every lady in Karbala and Shabi Ashur, when they knew that tomorrow is the battle, they had prepared themselves emotionally and mentally that our children would be killed. Every woman who had a child who could walk to the battlefield, they had mentally prepared them for that day of Ashura. But we see one lady by the name of Rabab. She had not even thought that the 6-month-old child also would be killed. How she had spent that night known as Shami Ghariba, we don't know. I can just imagine about it that she must have been looking at the tent which had the cradle of Asghar, and whenever she would have been thinking, where is my Asghar, where is the cradle of Asghar, and where is this child? Adhbaran Hussain, ek martaba umre saad کی آواز آتی ہے کہ مجھے 10 گھوڑے سوار رضاکار گھوڑے سوار چاہیے. The last tragedy of Karbala on that day was that Umar ibn Saad asked for 10 volunteer riders. For what? He said Ibn Ziyad has ordered that after killing Hussein, they wanted to trample his body in such a way that all the bones be broken. Adhadaran Hussein, 10 of them who used to recite La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah, they came forward as volunteers and they started trampling the body of Abu Abdullah Hussein. In the words of the 6th Imam, the chest of Hussein and the spine of Hussein was joined together because of the zulm done on the body. And that's where then Zainab looked at it. She raised her hand and looking towards the sky, she says, "Oh my grandfather, the angels of the sky recite salawat on you, they pray for you, but come to Karbala and look at the body of your grandson. That is Muslim. Muslims have not even respected the sanctity of the body of Hussein ibn Ali in Karbala." Matub Hussein.